While Congress prepares to possibly weigh new gun control legislation in coming weeks, politicians in Massachusetts are rethinking security and security protocols for lawmakers in the wake of the Tucson shootings. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
At a reception following a groundbreaking for a new housing development at the old Weymouth Naval Air Station, Congressman Bill Keating mingled with constituents accompanied by a sole aide. While Keating has only been on the job for less than a week, he's no stranger to this type of meet and greet, having served as a state senator and for the last 12 years as the Norfolk County District Attorney.
In that role, both myself and members of my staff face threats. We realize, you know, you have a public life that goes on, but you have to also use your common sense around that as well.
Keating says despite the events in Tucson, he has no intention to change the way he interacts with the public. Neither does Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas. She was holding her own Congress on Your Corner event in Chelmsford Saturday afternoon when she received word her colleague, Representative Gabrielle Giffords, had been shot. Tsongas says she will wait to see what the Capitol Police say about stepping up security for individual members.
It's so important to our capacity to serve that we create these opportunities for people to just come and talk with us. And so I feel very strongly we're going to have to find a way to move forward and continue to do these kinds of events one way or the other.
Keeping government open and accessible is a concern for most elected officials on every level. Here at the State House, security was beefed up considerably after the 9/11 attacks nearly 10 years ago. The general public can only come in through two entrances. Their bags and briefcases are X-rayed. And in the unlikely event they try to bring in a weapon, they'll set off this metal detector. The governor says the security in the building is good.
It's constantly being rethought and reconsidered by the state police and those who have that responsibility. We all get threats, and I think we all try to use our best judgment, and we want to strike a balance, as you would in any successful democracy, to have the right level of security, but not so wall yourself up off from the general public that you don't have that contact with the people we serve.
The governor says he doesn't know if the heated political rhetoric of recent months played any role in the Arizona shooting, but he says his concerns about the tone of political debate predates the attack on Congresswoman Giffords. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.